What's up, everyone? Welcome back. We are back and better than ever.
You said that last time.
I did?
I think so.
Oh, shit. Take that out. All right. Anyways, but we are back.
And we're so better.
Yeah, we're going to take it back to the beginning. Talk about childhood and how it's kind of shaped us and nature versus nurture. And yeah, get to know us a little better because you really get to know people when you know how they've grown up and
right.
The people that shaped them and the environment that shaped who they are. But first, we need some life updates. And it's spring, finally. Happy spring.
Happy spring. There's snow on the ground.
I know, literally.
Well, there was.
But there was this morning.
And it was like so warm last week.
Yeah.
But that's just typical Michigan weather.
Yep. Yeehaw.
Yep. I'm in need of some sunshine.
Have you ever done or have you been doing any spring cleaning or anything? I know we just jumped into the season.
I actually did.
One day in, what have you cleaned?
I cleaned out my closet.
Nice.
It felt good.
Yes.
It always feels so good. You know, I definitely needed to do that.
You donate or do you take them to Play-Dohs?
I actually haven't even taken them anywhere yet. They're sitting in a box.
In the back of your trunk?
Yeah. So I'm trying to decide what to do with them, but I definitely just needed to clean my closet out.
Good for you.
You know, the change from last year to this year is huge as far as like my clothes size.
Great. Just put them in a basket, put them downstairs, you know. I'm an expert in that.
Yeah.
So just hold on.
No, this is like the first time I've actually like had to clean up my closet because my size has changed so drastically.
Well, don't throw them away yet. You might get back to it. You know,
hold on.
I thought about that too. I kept like a couple pair of jeans and stuff, but
yeah,
I mean,
just a reason to buy more.
Right. Fuck it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Well,
lucky
happy
you.
Spring. What have you, cleaned anything?
Not a thing. I could. There's a lot I could clean. I did just take a bunch of clothes to Play-Doh's.
Good for you.
Closet.
Good.
Cleaned up.
All the girlies better get over there because that is some,
that's some fire shit.
East Lansing Play-Doh's.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit 'em up.
Yeah.
Great. I only cleaned, me and Sean cleaned out our garden beds last week. We did some raking.
Ooh, it's fun when it's like your first time.
I'm like,
house
exploring.
Fun.
Yeah, it's real fun
for a bit. Yeah.
Just
and
checking
it's like,
out.
Shit. Why did I buy a house?
Yeah, it's a lot of upkeep throughout the year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I clean a lot all the time, anyways. So
yeah,
it is what it is. Happy spring.
Happy spring. So I've been bolding life updates throughout the past couple weeks. Just some shit that's happened.
Yeah, just some shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, one, this kind of blew my mind. John and I were listening to an episode of the New York Times podcast, The Daily, and they were talking about how your car might be spying on you. And how
Okay. No, but I
saw an article about
yes.
it. That, so basically all the new cars that are connected to the internet, they track everything about your driving pattern. So like they can see when you're speeding,
when
they
you're
can
braking
yeah, when
hard.
You're braking really hard, anything that is deemed dangerous, and then they sell that data
to a couple companies, but there's one big one.
And then your insurance goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Just from that information. And so I'm listening to this and so I'm like, "Wait, I feel like our insurance might have gone up a bit." So I check bank account and it went up $150.
Oh, hell no.
We're paying $470 for two cars. And it's I look at John and he's like, I speed almost every time I get in the car. I'm like,
John is definitely speeding, especially if he's like going to Detroit and stuff.
Right. And he has the new car. My car is not the one connected to the internet.
Right.
Like, yeah.
God, there's one solution.
Crazy? What's that?
Have a very old car.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Well, it's not very old, but it's not connected to the internet.
At least 10 years old.
Right.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. No, I think there is a lawsuit that they're looking into.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, shutting that shit down because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially raising it without any warning.
Yeah. No accident.
Right.
No ticket. Like, I don't. Yeah. Crazy. So that blew my mind. And then another annoying thing that happened was our smoke detectors in our house are like, did I tell you this already?
No.
No. Our smoke detectors in our house are kind of like high-techy. They're, I don't know, connected to the internet somehow or connected to each other. I don't know. There's one button, so it's not that high tech. But anyways, middle of the night, they start chirping. Every single one of them. Every single one. There's nine of them. And so I have to get my step stool and get up and try and like silence all of them. I have to go in the attic, have to go all the way down in the basement to get that one inside every bedroom, outside every bedroom.
So why were they all chirping?
Because they weren't connected. They were just saying connection lost. I don't know why they need connection.
Spooky.
But then they went off 3 hours later at 4 a.m. And it happened for three nights in a row until I finally Googled a YouTube video and figured out how to sync them back up. And it took me like 20, 30 minutes. But oh my God, that shit will drive you literally
in the
insane.
Middle of the night for three nights. Fuck that.
Oh my God. It was driving me crazy. And John, obviously. But I was, me and my step stool got it figured out.
He's so handy.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Oh, Carl. I've had quite the few weeks, the last, what,
two weeks? Yeah.
Yeah. Good and bad. St. Patty's Day was last weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
My memory is, I'm like, yeah, I gotta have early onset. It's so bad. St. Patty's was great. I went out, got drunk. So that was
fun. Did you do Irish on Ionia?
No.
No.
I feel like a lot of like young college kids do that. I'm old now. So
I feel you.
I'm kind of over it. We just went out to some dive bars. We had a good time. Prior to that, I got in a car accident right before we were supposed to go out.
Tell me about it.
Like bad? It wasn't bad. It was like, I was literally like in the right hand turn lane and the car next to me in the left hand lane tried to like get over, like just merged without blinker, anything like that. I like laid on my horn, didn't care. They just kept merging. And then so they hit the front of my car. And then I think like the front of my car, whatever, like latched to their bumper and it tore part of like their bumper off.
Did they try to drive away or did they
initially
stop?
Yeah, like I stopped to back up to like go into this parking lot. We were like right in front of a CVS and then they kept going, so I was like fuck that and I zoomed after them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you're gonna pull over.
They were probably drunk.
No, they were fine. It was fine. I have not been in a fender bender, whatever. I was like, what do I do?
Right.
I don't know. But it was fine. I got my car fixed already. It was just scratched a little bit. And then had a little piece of like plastic that came off over my wheel well. But that was that. And then I was just frazzled. I was like on the way to the gym and was just frazzled. And I was like, oh my God, now I don't have time to work out. I had already taken my pre-workout. So I was like, itching.
I thought it happened on St. Patty's. It didn't.
No, it was Saturday. We went out on Saturday. And so that happened. And so I was all frazzled. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? So then I was like, I got to go to the tanning bed, I guess, before we go out. Like, so then I'm just driving around. My car's like fucked up, trying to like find a tanner. I don't know. It was just kind of a chaotic Saturday. But
any car accident or like anything like that would send me into that same
whatever. Yeah, we had a good night.
It was stressful.
I'm trying to think like what else happened. I don't know, just a whole lot of, I just had a stressful week. But that was kind of just like the icing.
Work
just a lot of things coming up with friends and my mom and but all good now. I can tell we're like headed in the right direction. The vibes are picking back up.
It's good.
Yeah. I refuse
spring.
To, yeah.
Refresh.
I refuse to let them be too low for
too
long. So
it's good.
Just a lot. What about you, Maria?
Oh, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Other than like being a puppy mom.
That's work.
It is work.
Yeah.
It's a lot
of
work.
That's a full-time job.
It's like,
speaking.
I mean, I know having a baby is hard, but having a puppy is hard too. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can't take them anywhere like you could a baby. And babies wear diapers. Puppies just
pee wherever they want. Put a puppy in a diaper.
So, but we're doing good. He's a good baby. We're working on it.
Did you do anything for St. Patty's Day?
Nothing like that fun. I went to the Cigar Lounge in Lansing and had
a couple
drinks.
Do they have Black and Milds?
No,
that's
bitch.
What my dad smokes.
They have like legitimate good cigars.
I love me
not
a good Black and Mild.
Shit you're getting from a gas station.
Oh my gosh, it's like $1 for two. They're good.
They gotta cater to all their clientele.
I pull up, I'm like, can I have two Black and Milds, please, with the plastic tip, not the wood tips.
Oh my god.
That's it. I'll
no,
be on
but
my way.
You smoking a cigarette.
I noticed that behind your ear on your
yeah,
story.
On St. Patty's, that shit looked fire.
Oh my god. You're chewing
like,
your cigarettes,
just
man.
Every once in a while, like, just let me hit a cigarette.
I love to end a drunken night with a cigarette and a Taco Bell burrito.
Ooh.
You're sick. That is so sick.
That's classy.
That's so classy.
Oh, there's
it just
so
made
much.
Me think of the cigarette box in France. They
oh yeah, with the pregnant.
Was it a pregnant person?
I swear, wasn't there a
no,
picture?
No, it was someone in a wheelchair having a stroke. Literally, half their body was just like limp. And
I don't
was,
know
the
if
the picture
I
was on every side of the box, like warning
oh my God,
this cough.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
But tell me why those cigarettes were the best cigarettes I've ever had in my life.
Let's go
it's
back.
Probably less shit in cigarettes in Europe than
probably,
here,
and I need somebody over there to send me some.
A package.
Thank you. Marble Red.
Maria would like a PR package of French cigarettes.
Sponsor us.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's wow. Funny. We've been some busy gals.
I know. I also got a scammer call me, and I actually gave him the time of day. I was just curious kind of how they, you know what I mean, how they were going to maneuver the whole situation. But at first he called me and said he was from Customs and Border Patrol. Which
well, that's
no,
on brand
for you. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why
like,
I was,
shit, here we
right,
go again.
I was like, oh, maybe they're going to expunge my record.
Oh
anyways,
my God.
So he calls, it's a very thick Indian accent, and he says his name is Dennis Smith and reads off his badge ID.
Yeah,
you're Dennis Smith.
Badge
but
ID.
My thing is that is probably the name of someone who works at Border Patrol, you know, and he's
probably.
Just he looked up his badge number because then but then here's the kicker that they're doing nowadays and how they get people is they call you from the actual number, and I don't know how they do that because
mm-hmm.
if you look at the U.S. like government website of the web like of the phone number, it he called me from that exact number because I was like, this is a scam. And he's like, I'll call you back from that number. And then he did. And I was like, what is happening?
Weird. Bro, somebody called my mom today looking for me from like the Department of Justice. And they were like, somebody is using your credit card for fake IDs.
Mm.
And they named you and they named Anna.
Hmm.
And they were like, yeah. And I'm like,
how weird.
Why would my sister and sister-in-law be using my credit card for fake IDs?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
They told me that someone was sending a package from Mexico to Texas with my name on it. And it was bad. It was like drugs and stuff or something like that. And I was
it's
like, no,
crazy.
no connection. He listed off every bank in the U.S. He was like, do you bank at any of these? And I still
Bro,
said no. I was like,
the scams
yeah.
nowadays
well
it
just
wild.
Makes me so nervous for my grandma and older
yeah,
people
yeah.
that don't
fall for that
yes
shit.
Because it is so easy to especially with all the technology
and
they're and so
with
learning
email
yes
like I get
but,
a ton of emails
yeah, PSA,
about like your package has arrived and it's
yes,
not
or a
real
text.
Yeah
yeah same USPS, you have to come get your
Wild.
Package. Yeah, it's crazy. And PSA, your bank is never going to call you. So
right.
They will
You're
send you a text
advocating
or email.
Out here right
I
now.
I have to because
yeah, people need to
I've
know.
I've just heard so many horror stories of people losing so much money. Ugh, just so preventable.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't imagine that feeling.
Why does anyone call me? I'm feeling left out.
I'm a scam call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Carly immediately gives you her social.
I'm like, what do you want? Here's my social.
Yeah, here's all of it.
Oh.
Here's my address.
Feeling left out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please, someone scam me.
Oh my gosh. I saw, Carly and I got Botox together.
Yeah,
yesterday.
That was so, that was such a bonding moment for us.
So great.
Cute. Where
Can
did you
tell?
Get it?
Forefront Dermatology in
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Grand Rapids.
Yeah. And like, where do they?
Oh, I'm sorry. In our head.
I did, but.
Location and address.
Yeah. But you can drop the address.
Yeah. No, but. Yeah. Yeah. Just forehead between my brows and.
Crows.
Yeah, crow's feet. We're just getting old and, you know, just,
you that just shit is life-changing. Like
it helps so much. Oh, my God. I hate like how much I love Botox.
That's and Botox genuinely is not the same as filler?
Correct. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hear Botox, all this shit about filler making, like, people look older.
Yeah. Definitely can.
I just...
As it migrates.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, Botox is kind of like a medicine and just, like, freezes the muscles so you don't use them as much. And so it's kind of like a preventative as well to wrinkles, whatever. But fillers... One, more painful,
mm-hmm.
bigger needle, and it, yeah, just fills spaces.
Great.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Interesting.
Now that you're not interested in that description.
Very informative.
Oh, you know me. Okay, I watched the movie Poor Things with Emma Stone, and I know you guys would probably never sit through this.
Correct.
You would hate this.
I watched
you did?
The preview oh. and I was like, I don't know if this is for me.
No.
And then my Aunt Julie was telling me about it and she was like, I don't know if I would watch it again. It was very just interesting.
It was so interesting. I had no idea what it was about going into it, but I knew I watched it right after she won. I think
right. I knew she won an award from it.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe
which
it's
well
good.
Deserved.
Yeah.
Is, yeah. Well, she it's kind of like a Frankenstein theme.
Doesn't she like
vibe?
Come back from the dead?
She trigger warning, commits suicide, and
ooh,
then
yeah.
the guy finds her body and oh, she was pregnant
oh.
when she commits suicide.
And puts the fetus's
baby, yeah,
brain
in
her head.
Yes. So she's
and
a
so
full-grown woman.
With a baby brain.
With a baby brain. So she's learning life all over again.
Right.
And she's also... she
sounds
like,
very terrible.
No, but it's kind of funny. It's like dark
oh.
humor, too.
Oh,
because
so I would
she
like
learns...
It.
Yes, because she
it's
learns
morbid.
About... like sex and orgasming
right.
and that's like her sole focus
as it should be
yeah, exactly but
go off queen
yeah
yes,
it's just
queen.
So innocent and I don't not innocent but just, I don't know I couldn't really eat while watching it in the beginning and also when I watch movies that long it takes me like 5 to 7 business days because I just can't sit
yeah
it's like a 3.5 hour movie so
oh,
yeah it's really long so I watch it in bits but it was good. I actually restarted it right when I finished because she changes so much throughout the movie
mm-hmm.
because she's growing and learning. Ooh. It's crazy.
Is
yeah.
it on Netflix or what's it on?
Hulu.
I'll have
yeah.
to see if we pay for that account.
Give you the password.
Right.
I think
we
have
say, we both have yeah. Hulu accounts you can sign into.
Thanks.
Love that.
Great. Thanks for the recommendation.
What You're up? So welcome. Well, I don't really know. Anything else to update on or something coming up? What are you doing this weekend?
Not really.
What am I doing this weekend? You guys?
You don't know? All right. Well, we'll circle back if that's a thing.
No, I was going to look at packing for Mexico because we're going soon. That's it. That's it.
Nice.
That's all I got.
I wanna... Love that.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Mimi's going to basketball game.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Celtics, Pistons.
You're going without us?
It's not in Boston. Do you want to come to Detroit on Friday?
Huh.
You really could.
No, I don't have anything to wear.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to tell Christina to come.
I know. I don't know. John's out of town for the weekend for
I
work.
Know,
oh, my
which,
God. Should we go?
Yeah, guys. Come.
I'll call into work.
Call into work. You don't have to call into work. It's late.
Well, no.
Oh,
it's
I guess
seven,
that's a long
it's
drive.
It's a 7 o'clock game, and she's yeah. in Grand Rapids, so
anyways.
She might have to do like a half day or something.
Mm. Well, we'll circle back to that. I'll let you know how I'm feeling. I'm kind of feeling a rot weekend alone.
Oh, I love rotting.
It's yeah, great, but
good for your mental health.
Yeah, for
well,
sure.
That's fun.
Yeah, but let's dive on in to childhood and. Kind of how we got to be who and where,
oh,
what
God.
We are.
Through a lot of trauma.
Yeah, I mean.
Honestly,
yeah.
though. Probably for all of
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah. What were you like as a kid, Carl?
Oh, I was just bubbly and always going after it.
You're being sarcastic.
Not really,
I can't
actually.
Tell. I didn't know you as a kid. I don't know.
I was bubbly.
Okay.
But I was also an only child for like. What, 9 years? So,
I always forget that Griffin.
Yeah,
we're 9 years apart.
So there's one brother.
Yeah, just one brother.
Did your parents do that on purpose?
No, my mom couldn't get pregnant. I don't think, or I don't fucking know, something like that. But I had a great childhood. I feel like those first 9 years, from what I remember.
Damn, and then your brother came. Well, and was like,
it's not his fault.
It just shit changes, right? You know. But I grew up great.
Well, you're gonna talk about like the dynamic. So when he came along, why was it different for you?
Oh, well, that's just a whole thing.
You don't want to get into it?
Well, yeah. Once my brother came along, I just shifted. I mean, I was an only child, and then you shift. And I think just with that age gap, I kind of felt like I instantly kind of had to be like a second mom to him. Mm-hmm. So like, I started to take on a lot of responsibilities like for my mom without like obviously her asking me to do so. It's just kind of how things played out. But like at such an early, like a young age, I started to do that, I feel like. And I didn't have to, but that was a lot. So
that is a lot for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I had a good childhood prior to that, I feel like. But
I'm sure you still have good memories after when Griffin was here.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you like, Mimi?
I was really shy and really quiet.
Reserved.
But like really kind to the people that I was comfortable with.
You're the second youngest.
I am.
Out of four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, out of five. I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, just the baby girl who was extremely shy and yeah, I don't know. Other than that, like, I feel like I was so reserved. Like,
yeah,
I was kind of scared to come out of my shell for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You had to blossom.
Yeah. Which is, like, weird to think about because I'm not really like that anymore.
No, I was going
to
say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better now.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel like that was part of your nature, or that was just how kind of you were raised with so many siblings? And
wow, that's a good question, because I don't know. Like, maybe it was because I had the three before me and I just kind of kept to myself, but I don't know. It could also be because of our environment, and we're all so different for being raised by the same people.
Right.
It's actually kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I feel like nature versus nurture is so interesting, because you can raise kids, which I know to an extent you can raise them all the same, but at the same time, your parents have an individual relationship with each of you.
Yeah.
You know, which also affects.
But there's also like genetic things that we each take from our parents, because I mean, I guess I won't name names, but there are certain people that have like characteristics from my dad and that I like don't have, or from my mom or whatever, and it's just interesting to think about.
It is very interesting. You were goofy too. We could be very goofy.
Yeah,
if you're comfortable.
I would say I was goofy. Josh and I were really close. We're the two youngest.
The baby.
And we were goofy. Like, just doing weird-ass shit as kids. And I feel like Anna and John were a little more serious.
Yeah.
Not in, older like, a siblings. Bad way, but yeah,
they have no choice.
Yeah.
Being an older sibling,
I feel like it's kind of a common trait of the firstborn son or daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like being the oldest.
I can't relate. I was not.
Yeah.
I was pretty, looking back at home videos is the only way. I feel like I've blocked a lot of it out. But great. Not like a trauma, what's the word? Coping mechanism that way. But just because kind of embarrassing. I don't know.
You
know?
What was embarrassing about
me?
Just,
I mean, I was just so extra, so dramatic.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm not, ashamed of it, but it's just
be nice to your younger self.
I know, she's cute, but
she's fun.
She was always putting on a show or making up a dance.
Good. Or, an entertainer.
Yeah, trying, apparently. But yeah, I had a really good childhood.
Good.
But I have one brother. We do have different dads, so half brother. His dad passed away when he was 2.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, colon cancer.
Mm.
And my mom was single mom, widowed when he was a toddler. And then met my dad, 4 years later, maybe, I think they got married or had me. Because he's 6 years older than I am.
Oh, so many things are coming together in my brain now.
Really? What?
Well, I just didn't know your mom was widowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was young. She was 25 or 20, 27.
Yeah.
27.
And Jake's dad was older.
Yeah. They had a pretty big age gap.
Love that.
Yeah. And so she inherited a lot of money from his dad when he passed away. Mm. And that, honestly, I'm so thankful for that because it gave us a really good childhood and like money to live off of. And we had a very comfortable and fun and definitely, I cannot complain in that regard.
No, yeah.
We had a
your house was yeah. the spa.
Yeah, we had a pool.
I loved going to your house.
Oh. Yeah, it was always good vibes over there. But because when we were in, because I was born in Florida, which I tend to forget about sometimes when in Coral Springs. And then we came up here when I was 3. My parents divorced when I was 5.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was like 2000. And then I was going back and forth between parents for most of my, until I was an adult and went to college, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Which I don't honestly think, I'm sure it affected me maybe in ways that I don't know, but it never was really like.
Well, present.
And I was so young when it happened too, you know? So I was 7 when my mom remarried. And so it was just always kind of a split household on both sides and. I don't know. It was kind of fun too because then I gained siblings when both my parents remarried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
gained a brother on my mom's side, gained 2 sisters on my dad's,
mm-hmm.
and I just have good memories from both. I don't know. 2 Christmases. I used to think that was so cool.
Wow.
Hell yeah!
I loved that. Yeah, that was pretty fun. But yeah, family dynamics so
Yikes.
Fun. But what did you want to be when you were a kid?
Oh, I had a list. But
really,
yeah.
Well, I danced for like 14 years when I was little. So
where'd you dance at?
Rising Star.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I did jazz, tap, ballet. I haven't ever showed you. Oh, yeah, but that was kind of like their jazz. I've never showed you my tap moves.
Hell no!
I need to see that.
Right?
You haven't seen them either.
No. Would I have ever seen them?
I don't. Sometimes I just.
Bust out
into tap dancing. I still remember my routine. I'll show you sometime.
Right now, go.
Yeah. Well, I loved dancing, but I also wanted to be a NASCAR driver.
Love that.
Because my dad used to race cars. Was not a NASCAR driver, but he used to race cars, and I just like going really fast in the car.
Ooh.
Still do.
Hey.
And I also wanted to be an algebra teacher. Because
interesting algebra specifically.
Well, not as a child. That came about in college, actually.
Okay, bitch.
Sorry.
Rewind.
Maybe part of me still wants to be one.
Oh my god.
All right, never mind. As a kid, I only wanted to be like a dancer, an NASCAR driver.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah, I don't really remember a whole lot else.
I love how high we aim. Oh, it's so cute.
They all do.
Yeah. Oh. I want to be a vet. I want to be a teacher. I don't really know what else.
Teacher was like a big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I played teacher a lot as a kid.
Yeah. And my stepmom was a teacher too. So we used to like go to class with her. And that was always so fun for me. I loved them.
Me and Lindsay, one of my best friends, Lindsay, and her brother lived up the street from us. And we would play. We had like a whole school set up in their basement. I was just laughing because Lindsay's brother, he's younger than us, he would come, like, he would always demand that he was the principal, and like me and Lindsay always had to be the students, and he would like, we would do our worksheets and he'd be like every time F, like he was just so mean to us. He was so evil. Anyways,
I think we played school at your house too,
probably, when you said that, a memory came to mind when I was little, like maybe 5 or 6, and I was playing school by myself.
How do you play school by yourself?
Okay, sorry.
She's older than me. I'm principal.
You're grading your own paper?
No, it was stuffed animals.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of it. I was just okay, logistically. Yeah. Let's work.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things I figured out doing my own.
Aww.
But no, I was talking to my class very seriously and asking about their assignment or whatever. And my brother came up the stairs and of course was not gonna miss an opportunity to make fun of, you know what I mean, make fun of me. And I was just mortified. I immediately started sobbing.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I was so embarrassed. My door was cracked. I slammed it shut.
Bully.
Oh, I know. Such big brother energy.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I'm just kidding.
Just picture.
Had to humble me a bit.
Wild.
What'd you want to be, Mimi?
You guys, I literally didn't want to be anything. Or at least I don't remember wanting to be anything. Like, let me just live my life, okay?
Yeah.
You probably want to be something.
What'd they decide for you on career day in school?
Oh, my God.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
When?
We would take, like, these quizzes on the computer, and it would kind of ask you about your interests and that kind of thing. I feel like it was middle school, honestly.
Middle school.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it was probably like an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
I cannot think of anything else I would have wanted to be.
Yeah.
Teacher's the comment.
And honestly, I might have if they weren't paid so horribly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely. I would absolutely be like a kindergarten, first, second grade teacher if the pay wasn't shit.
And you need a 4-year degree? Like, mm-hmm. You are joking me. That is the biggest scam, literally. I hate it.
It doesn't make sense that you need a 4-year degree, but to be a substitute, you don't really
you
need shit.
I don't think
I don't think you do.
My dad used to sub in high school.
He did?
He wouldn't tell me when he was coming. I'd just walk in class and he'd be there.
Bro, yeah. At your high school? I don't remember that.
Yeah. You must have not been in one of the classes.
No, but I didn't even know that.
Yep. Randomly. But he has a degree.
Well,
so
I would have loved that.
Oh, I'm kidding. He wasn't bad.
That's wild.
I love your dad.
He's a good guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get my sense of humor from my dad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm also the perfect blend of them.
Yes.
Like looking at them, it's actually so weird. I'm like, okay, wait.
You got the right traits from each one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Yeah. No, it's so weird. And I just saw my parents' wedding photos for the first time 2 years ago.
Really?
Oh yeah. I had never seen them before.
I don't think I've seen them.
They're really cute.
I think I've seen your mom and Todd, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah,
not
same.
Your mom and
I mean,
dad.
I was 7 when they got married. Yeah. Todd was my stepdad. And they got married on Mackinac Island. Sorry, random, but it was May and it was the coldest day literally ever. Yeah. It was like mid May. And that was, interesting day. But, anyways.
Aww.
Yeah. So
I was just going to say, my mom was a lunch lady at our school.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Just like she
fill in when she needed.
Yeah. I don't honestly know why she did it. Maybe probably just for some extra money, but she would just come over and work on our lunch.
Do you like love seeing her there?
From what I remember, yeah, she was really sweet, but I always felt like remember feeling worried about her. Like when she had to like discipline the children, I would be like, oh God, like she has to yell at them. Like,
oh, like they're going to not like her. And
I
then
don't know. Like, yeah, like she just hate. I don't know. She was great. Whatever.
How stern does the lunch lady have to be?
Rare.
I mean, imagine having to tell a child that they can't have lunch because they're out of money.
Yeah. That is criminal.
That
is not
literally
anymore.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
Because I've had to go through that a couple times at least. Mm-hmm. And then, like,
it's horrible, honestly.
They didn't let your account run negative.
You go through the whole lunch line getting your food, and then at the end, you're checking out, and they're like, nope, you don't have lunch money. Here's a frozen fucking Uncrustable.
Right.
Ooh, I love
Wait 30 minutes for it to
Yeah,
thaw,
but
and then
that
enjoy
shit
lunch.
Was frozen. I will never forget that.
No, that's absolutely traumatizing as a kid. That's so embarrassing and just unnecessary. Like
I'm a child.
Right.
Feed me.
Right. And it's free lunches in Michigan now.
Good.
Really?
Thank you, Gretchen.
Shout out, Gretch.
Big Gretch.
Katie's going to go wild.
Our girl.
Yes. Our goal was for her to be the first guest, but
Oh, she will be. She'll be on here. We're going to get her.
We'll try. We will try.
We will try. Well, what else do you have for us?
I had a bullet point talking about religion.
Oh, I don't have much to say about that.
Did you grow up going to church or anything? Or
I grew up going to church with like my friends. Okay. Like if I would spend the night at my friend's house, if their families went to church, but my parents never took me.
Lucky you. I definitely went to church.
Yeah.
Probably until like my parents divorced.
Your whole family
went? What year did they divorce? Like it seemed like
so much earlier. I always debate this with Anna because like I don't really remember, but I think
Anna is her older sister.
I think she was in fifth grade because she always says, my mom called the school one year to tell her teacher like we're getting divorced, like just to fill her in. And she was in fifth grade when that happened. So I must have been in third.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, it seemed like later because my dad was still around.
Yeah.
Like in the house.
Yeah.
After the divorce. So that was interesting.
Like just lived with you guys still?
Yes. It was fucking weird.
And it worked? No.
No, it didn't work. But he was in the basement.
Oh.
And her mom is just too nice.
Yeah, honestly. I was going to say, just because she's so nice.
Yeah, right. Literally. Thought it would be beneficial for the kids, but sorry.
But yeah, you're fine. You know it. You know it. But yeah, so I went to church probably at least until like fifth grade, and yeah, it was Mount Hope.
With all the flags.
With all the fucking flags.
I know.
They speak in tongues.
Culty as fuck. Like, just not the place to go.
For you?
For me, personally. I just didn't like it. And then, yeah, after a while, you know, the relationship with my dad kind of grew apart. Like, I felt like I didn't have to go anymore. So I think John was, like, the first to stop. And then we all kind of followed suit shortly after. But
he said he saw him speaking in tongues and he said, I gotta go.
Like, no. I'm like, out. Get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm not religious. So yeah. I don't care to go.
Yeah. I feel that. I grew up Catholic, so.
Right.
How'd that go?
I did everything my mom wanted me to do. I did the catechism.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't even know how to spell that. I don't even know if that's the word. That's just what I remember it as. Anyways, it was just school. It was Catholic school. I went to St. Mike's DK in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wear, this is what like sticks out in my head the most, couldn't wear bell-bottom pants. Because this is so 2000s coded. Because of the uniform. It was a Catholic. It was straight pants or a little skirt. I said, nah.
Right.
Well, I think I wore straight pants, but yeah, I was just so upset I couldn't wear bell bottoms. Anyways, went to Catholic school, did all the, what's the things you have to do to become Catholic? I can't remember. I did first communion. I did the confession thing or something like that. Confirmation. I just didn't do the last one, basically. I was just checked out. In high school, I was like, you know, we've explored this. I've gone to church with you this far. Again, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a way or values I want to live my life by, and mm-hmm. I just stopped going and enjoy my Sundays to myself, but yeah, just not for me. I know, and I don't know, I don't ever want people to feel like, I don't know, judging them for being religious, because absolutely, no, like, do
it's a
do
personal
you.
Choice,
yeah, and whatever just feels right in your heart and what
exactly
helps what, you and gives you hope and absolutely. But
whatever you want to do, just don't push it on me.
Right. Fair. Because I would not push against you.
So I'm a pusher.
You are. Push people, baby. You danced. You played volleyball.
Oh, I played volleyball too.
You did? I played basketball in like elementary, middle school. And then I also played volleyball in middle school and only 2 years of high school.
Yeah. Do you miss it?
I kind of wish I would have taken it more seriously. At the time, oh God, just like my mom was so pushy about me either playing basketball or volleyball. And like looking back, I kind of understand why, but at the time, like I was never taught like how, like the importance of being in a sport.
Mm-hmm. Like what else it teaches you outside right. of a sport.
And like what my future could be like.
Right.
Playing sports, like as far as going to college and stuff. Right. I never even thought about that.
Right.
So I kind of, and like also everybody, just because I was tall, expected me mm-hmm. to play a sport. Mm-hmm. And that shit pissed me off. So I like rebelled against it.
That makes sense.
I was like, fuck that. I don't want to do it.
Right.
Like,
I feel like it's so easy also in high school to let just the social aspect in your social life.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, I absolutely. Yeah.
I was way too focused on friends. Parties right. and drinking and smoking weed. Like, not good.
Yeah. I played soccer all through high school. Started when I was 7, maybe, I want to say. And my deal with my mom was, if I stick to a sport, keep A's and B's throughout high school, then she'd buy me my first car.
Oh.
And that's the deal she had with my brother, too. So I stuck with it because I wanted that car.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you have like a little blue Jetta or something?
It was a Saturn.
Oh, Saturn.
L300. She's cute. But yeah, I remember I enjoyed soccer, but my mom had me in travel. I was never the star player because I just really, again, the effort wasn't there. I was so focused on my social life and missing a weekend for travel soccer, which at the same time, I enjoyed all the girls I played soccer with. So once I got there, it was always fun and I enjoyed it. But missing out, just the FOMO of missing out with your other friends is just, so hard at that age. And I feel like John does a really good job of trying to drill in kids' heads nowadays this, like, how hard you do have to work at a sport and the opportunities it can open for you, just one, for getting your college paid. You know what I mean? College is so expensive.
Right.
And so if you have the ability to go even, not even D1, but just any college.
And now with college athletes getting paid, it's way different.
Right.
I feel like maybe if I would have known about that, back in my day, it might have motivated me a little bit more, but I just didn't care. Mm-hmm. I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah. I was ready to be done too, which again, I enjoyed it, but I don't think I touched a soccer ball for like a year after I graduated.
Yeah.
I was just like,
over it.
Yeah. I'm like good. The 2 years in high school, I definitely enjoyed like weekends away doing tournaments and stuff, but at the same time, like, and like there are just certain things about it. Like my freshman year of high school, we had such a good volleyball team. We went to the CAACs like championship. We ended up winning. I vividly remember looking out in the crowd and nobody from my family was there. That crushed me. That didn't make me want to keep going.
No, yeah. I've been I'm over it.
I remember going home and like everybody was home. My mom wasn't. I mean, she worked so much.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been different if she didn't have to be so much of the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. Like, she could have been more of the at-home, like, motivator, like, telling me all these things that I needed to know. But, yeah, just that memory alone, like, that still sticks to me
today.
And it just wasn't a good feeling. Right. So it didn't really make me want to keep going.
Yeah. can imagine
like
that.
I'm the type of person like I need that family support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially during like a game like that. It's really exciting. Huge. And yeah, your first year in high school. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can understand that. But I mean, I feel like even if we didn't continue our sports long into life, they still taught us, I don't know, valuable lessons and discipline and
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You know, yeah. Showing up and I don't know, just gives you a community of girls too, you know, mm-hmm. that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise. And yeah, love that. Mm-hmm. I also did, when I wrote down extracurriculars, I did 4-H.
Do you know what that
is? Do you know what that is?
No. You did do 4-H. You had like chickens and shit, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a white chicken named Pearl. And yes. I kept her at my friend Jane's house because she had like a
what?
Farm
Jane
and animals.
White. Yeah. I wonder what the fuck she's up to.
This is through school. They did not give us these options.
No, no, no. It's by county. So it was like
Eaton County?
Yeah, it was Eaton County Fair that we went to every year. And I would, and you had to show an animal if you wanted to camp for the week at fair.
Huh.
And of course, I wanted to camp with everybody. I mean, that's like the fun part. But right. then you also have to wake up at 7 and clean out the chicken
coop.
Poop. Yeah, the coop and clean the poop out. And I used to help people with showing rabbits and, oh my gosh, yeah. Really immersed me in the farm life.
Yeah, big farm girl.
Being, living on a farm.
Right.
And I remember, same thing. My mom kind of forced me to do that, but it was, again, probably, she was thinking about the college application, of course,
right.
which it got me into MSU.
Right.
And I, you know, she was good in that respect, absolutely. And
yeah.
just kind of pushing me to just do things and still love that group of girls and guys, people that I met, and it was always so fun, so. Mm-hmm. It's a different experience, but it's so funny if people for always forget, like, little farm girl, just show my chickens.
Cute. Oh, I don't know that yeah. about you.
Yeah. Always surprising you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Something
I'm learning
on.
So much. I love it.
What else do I have? Oh, just middle school. Oh, I wrote down, I just love the era we grew up in. Like, it was like,
perfect. Bring it back.
It yeah. was so perfect. Like,
I have zero
growing
complaints.
Up before.
With technology, but like pre-technology,
exactly.
the beginning when it was still fun and no
yes.
one really gave a shit,
yes.
you know?
And we were still kids that played outside
right.
and valued that time outside and hanging out with each other and not being stuck to the computer or
right.
phones. Like
yeah. just also how far technology has come
mm-hmm.
from our childhood. I just remember being on the computer in the basement, the dial up
yep.
and then
bro,
as
how
soon as
slow
we
get, it
yeah,
took.
AIM.
Like getting home from school
yes.
and getting on AIM and
oh
chatting my
God.
Next door neighbor, hey, can you play?
Yeah.
Like
just,
bro,
just ask
knock
her on the,
on
bus.
The door.
Yeah.
Calling the house
right.
phone.
Yes, calling the house phone.
Oh,
yes. Seriously.
I wanna get a house phone.
Remember our first phones? We were like 5th grade.
Yeah.
Maria had the
oh my
Sprint
God,
katana.
The katana.
It was like the Sprint's version of the Razor. We used to have
yeah.
photo shoots. These. Oh my God. I hope
I
those are just
wish
burned.
We could find those photos.
Oh, my. Carly would literally shit her pants. I'm thinking about the Pop-Tart photo of me with the hat on. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
I want to see all of them.
I'm like eating a Pop-Tart and have a
sexual.
It kind of, I mean, weird.
Trying
it's
to
a little sexy. A little seductive. Yeah. A little.
With
too
a Pop Tart? Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. Like, what are you trying to show us here?
Some
I don't...
food involved? How old were you?
But even like being a kid and like only having the option of watching like Nick or ABC Family or Disney.
I was watching BET.
Like, we didn't have. We didn't have. Bitch, please.
I was.
I believe that.
I was.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
I was when I wasn't supposed to be.
Right.
But
you guys had rules.
Adult Swim when Cartoon
right.
Network turned to
yes.
watching Family Guy for the first
oh,
time. I was like, what is
I was
this?
So young. So much shit went over my head.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for years sure. later, watching it as, like, an older person, I was like, wow, this is so much funnier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You actually get all the jokes.
But I just today watched... what is that Nickelodeon documentary that just came out?
Oh, is that out?
Yes.
About Dan Schneider?
Yes.
Whoa.
And
gotta,
just Nick in general.
That. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The abuse and...
Wild.
Oof.
So wild. I don't want to drop any spoilers.
Yeah,
yeah don't. I
want to
watch
it. I think it just
it.
Came out, but wow, you guys. We're going to have to talk
up.
About it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'll report back.
It's crazy. it's just sad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually.
And they interviewed Drake Bell.
Yeah.
Who has been accused of being a.
He was being sexually assaulted by somebody, but it wasn't Dan Schneider.
I'm saying, but he has also been under scrutiny for abusing someone or kind of. But they say that's kind of like.
But it got drawn out of proportion.
Oh, really? Like, they talk about it on there?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I won't share too much, but yeah, it's wild and just honestly extremely frustrating. Like. To see these kids, these are kids mm-hmm. going through that. And it was like the time we grew up.
Right.
Early 2000s, yeah. like late 90s.
And the kids you like idolize watching mm-hmm. TV and yeah. then see and what they're going through.
And I was such a Nick girl.
Yeah, same.
I didn't really care about Disney, but yeah, Nickelodeon was my thing. So it was just wild.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We'll have to watch that and report back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
I did want to touch on, so my parents were divorced, so every Thursday my dad would get me every week. Thursday was our day, so we mm-hmm. would go to Sundance Riding Stable.
Oh. We love it there.
Every Thursday it was like this cute tradition, and I just value that so much, but I told John early in our relationship, and you, I'm sure you were there too, that I owned a horse when I was young.
My God.
I think there's like one picture of me with a horse, and I just assumed that meant I owned a horse
at some
point.
But didn't you make it up?
Completely. Yeah, I don't know. I just think because Carly, we did bond over this earlier.
We were
in our
driving
friendship.
Somewhere, and I think we were driving to the airport when we were going to Switzerland, and somehow like I brought it up, and you like interrupted. You're like, wait, did you own a horse? I was like, no, I owned a horse. You're like, oh, we both owned horses, and then we realized
neither of you did.
No, well, like our dads, I did the same thing, like went to Sundance. Yeah. My dad would take me like every weekend, and I had the same, I would go just to ride the horse. Pickles was the pony's name. He's like, I rode the same horse every time.
So you thought it was yours.
I'm positive my dad like said it was mine.
Or the workers did, or we like named it, or I don't know what Pickles. It was, but yeah, I fully thought I owned that horse.
Tripping.
Oh my gosh. We also used to ride motocross.
Oh my God.
My dad was so,
in your dad's backyard.
Yep.
So fun.
I will never forget
crashing into a tree.
Oh yikes.
You're on a quad too.
Yeah.
went straight into a tree.
I mistook the brake for the gas.
Yeah. Yep. Straight into the tree.
Does that even make sense?
I just used to ride the lawnmower around the backyard.
Oh, that was That's your motocross? Too.
Yeah, that was my motocross.
We used to literally go to tracks on weekends sometimes.
That's badass. We should do that.
I had like a
you
little...
You had a legit track in your backyard.
Yeah, we did. My dad made one with like a big jump. Yeah. I remember, yeah, watching
that. That's badass.
It was pretty cool. I also wanted to touch on, do you remember the book? Did your mom give you the Care and Keeping of You?
The puberty book.
Yeah.
The American Girl.
I didn't have it, but you had it. And I will never forget the part showing you how to put a tampon in.
Yes.
Spreading the lips and everything.
I have that book memorized.
Oh,
like.
I came across a TikTok a while ago, like a few years ago, that was just confirmed that we all are living the same life, basically.
All of us.
And it was like the girl walking into the room and the book's just sitting on her bed.
Yeah, like no explanation.
Yeah, that's exactly how I found it.
Oh,
my mom just left it in the room, sitting on the bed. No, we didn't
like
talk
for you
about
to explore it,
it yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't.
There was like nipple shapes, and there was so much.
It was very informative.
Hair.
I wonder if
the,
my mom still
the vagina
has
had hair on it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
that was just.
It was accurate.
Yeah. No.
No, that was. That's
I don't know how
that's a great resource.
My mom never really. My parents never. Which I wouldn't expect my dad to, but the talk. Like, my mom never really.
Oh.
She was. Especially when John and I started dating, and when I was like having boyfriends, she was pushing birth control and she was aware, but we still never talked about it. I don't know. Which would have just been weird, I feel like, now.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm kind of like glad. Thanks for letting me figure it out, but probably could have used some tips.
Thanks for giving me that American Girl doll book at
age
12.
Right.
See what these titties look like.
Titties gonna look like.
Jesus.
Oh
my God. Yeah. Well, I was trying to think how, I don't know how to phrase this question, but I was just going to say, how do we think, I don't know, just something, cut this part out. I don't fucking know.
What are you trying to say? Say it.
I don't know how to phrase it. I'm just like, how do you think our childhoods impacted us, which I kind of already think I said, maybe in a different way,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. For example, for me, I'm just thinking, I feel like I had a very privileged childhood. I don't have a lot of childhood trauma, which I'm so thankful of. I'm sure, I don't have a lot of childhood trauma from my parents. I feel like outside sources probably, you know what I mean? Right. There's always mm-hmm. your surroundings that cause some kind of trauma that you look back on, whatever. And maybe just them being divorced. And I remember not feeling comfortable with them, like, in the same room together. But again, they did a good job of kind of keeping me out of that. But overall, I had a very privileged life. And I feel like, I don't know, kind of. And then I also came into success very early in my young adulthood. And I feel like I haven't, I don't know, it's kind of been a wake up call as like a midlife crisis kind of. Life is hard, you yeah. know, and there's going to be adversity, and it's just about how you overcome it and who it shapes you into. And yeah, so I'm just kind of learning that a little later than I feel mm-hmm. like most people do. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't know it, and not that they didn't prepare me, but you know what I mean.
Actually experiencing it.
Right. I didn't have, like, I really never had any mental health, like, no anxiety until maybe 2020, literally, you know what I mean? Wow. That's just, I know. Damn. I know.
That's nice.
That's, yeah, that's very.
I had like chronic stomach aches at age 6, and it's like.
I had anxiety before I knew it was anxiety, yeah. you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So.
And that might be our next episode.
Yeah, straight so, anxiety. I feel like we could just go so much yeah. deeper into this because, yeah. yeah, my childhood was like good until it wasn't. So,
do you want to elaborate a little more?
Just leave it at that.
Was there like a moment that you're like, this was kind of a turning point?
I think once Al went to the MBA, and then there was like
college or MBA,
or let me think,
like leaving the house.
No, it was once he. Went to the MBA, and then once, like, at that same time, like, the economic downturn.
Yeah.
Like, it all just happened at once, and it all happened so fast, and, like,
your mom was a realtor, just right. for everybody listening.
I mean, way it yeah. affected our family was, mm-hmm. like, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost the house, lost cars, mm-hmm. like.
And so many of you to take care of.
Right. Mm-hmm. And promises made that weren't
kept.
Yep. So it was a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot as a kid.
It was definitely a lot. And then like not long before that, like my parents divorcing and yeah, it was a lot all in a row. And like looking back, I realized that. But at the time, like, I don't know. I don't know if I was just like numb to it all or just on autopilot.
Survival.
Yeah.
I feel like as kids also, you are kind of out of control in a sense of, you know what I mean? With like,
right.
I don't know.
So like, what can I do?
Right. So then, yeah. Stress yeah. that. How do you think you kind of stepping into like a caretaker role of your brother has affected you in adulthood? Prepared you more?
Yeah, maybe? I've talked about that a lot. Like, that was a big thing that I talked a lot about in therapy. Just kind of like feeling like I have to take care of everyone and like control things. But it was more so just feeling like I had to, like, I watched my mom have so much, like, so much on her plate that I kind of just felt like I had to take things off of her plate. Like, I just didn't want to be another stressor in her life. So I don't know, just feeling like I always have to like take care of people or just feeling like I have to control so many things mm-hmm. and not just like let things be. I didn't really have like the time to just exist and like grow. Like all of a sudden I was a kid and then I was just an adult, it felt like, at a really young age. So I don't know, working on just, you know, just letting things be as they are. But otherwise had a great childhood. So
good.
Your
parents never got divorced.
No, my parents never got divorced. So that, I feel like now it's like growing up, all my friends for the most part, like their parents were together. But then I feel like obviously like as we got through like middle school and high school, more people's parents were divorcing. But I was fortunate enough, like my parents never got divorced. So
I feel like some people, when their parents are stay together, they kind of really heavily focus on they want that in the relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they do not want to get divorced. They will put everything in that marriage. Like they will not, you know what I mean? And then I feel like
even
sometimes
when
people,
really they shouldn't.
Right.
100%.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I feel like coming from, divorced, I mean, multiple, they both divorced each other and then divorced their other spouses, whatever. But I feel like, again, it was for the better. Right. Like it was the right decision. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really blame them, but I feel like it gave me that outlook of it's okay if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if it's really, if it's toxic and it's affecting, like I remember the end of my mom and stepdad's marriage was just like bad energy in the house. Right. Like you can just feel, and I'm older at that point, so it's just uncomfortable and you're like, I'm just happier. You and me and mama.
Yeah.
For sure. Aww. My mom always talks about like, oh, I really just stayed with your dad as long as I did for you guys. And I'm like,
I don't think that
is that. Not even like you think that's the right thing to do.
Right.
It's really not.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just
depends,
not.
But
like, it's not good for the kids. It's toxic. We saw and dealt with shit that we probably shouldn't have had to deal with. And it's just messy.
Yeah.
And it really affects, like, you're a kid, you're growing, you're developing, you're like, just to take on all that emotional trauma is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just one last note, but it wasn't even just you five kids in the house. You had Mari, your aunt Sheila. A cousin and Sheila. It was a full house, which they helped take care of you, but also it's just more people to take care of and more dynamics. And so that's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
But I'm overwhelmed just thinking about
it. I know. I really haven't like dove into my child just because I feel like I don't have a lot of childhood trauma. I haven't really dove into childhood in therapy, you know, but I probably should. This is like, this conversation is making me interested and really like explaining to him how I've been brought up and maybe see what
breaking
he thinks.
Down.
Yeah.
That's like what my therapist, she like started. I mean, obviously like I started to go to therapy after my dad died, but so that's probably why she did that. But that was like one of the first things she started. She was like, okay, like tell me about like, how did you view your childhood? When was like the first time you remember feeling like you had to take care of everything for your mom or like around the house? And the kind of, she started, you know, at my childhood, so
my therapy started with I don't know, just
anxiety.
I mean, me and my mom were really close in childhood, and then just transitioning to that adult relationship with her was kind of tough, and that's actually why what got me into therapy in the first place. But grateful I'm here, and it's really helped me in more ways than just that. So but on that really happy note.
I know, right?
Sorry to bring y'all down at the end. But but good combo. Hopefully you get to know us more. I feel like I got to know you guys a little more.
Yeah, I learned
absolutely.
Yeah. Love that. All right. Well, we're probably going to dive all into anxiety next week.
Another positive episode.
Yeah. It's so relatable, though.
Get
Everybody's
ready
anxious.
For that.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.